ओम शांति. As sister has mentioned that I will recite some story of the beginning of this yajna when I came to Baba. So I want to mention this first story that when I came to Baba, at that time it was not fixed that 4 o'clock we all have to awaken and sit in Baba's remembrance. Baba always saying, children, 24 hours you should remember Baba. It is not the time is fixed that this time you have to sit in Baba's remembrance. So after a lot of time, after some time, Baba told us, now 4 o'clock, you children will awake. Especially this is the time which Baba has given you to bless you. Rest of the time will be for the Bhagat. But in the morning 4 o'clock, from 4 to 4:45, it is the time for you Brahmin children. So Baba himself start to sit 4 o'clock in the class. When I heard that Baba himself is going to give the class of yoga himself, I was living in Delhi with Gulzar Dadi and with Jagdish brother. So I requested them that I want to go to Baba, because Baba is now giving yoga himself and I want to attend it. So they gave me permission. So when I came here, I think about 4 o'clock, 2 minutes before, you can see the hall is full. And that was the history hall in Pandavapuram. It was full with all the children. And exact 4 o'clock, 1 minute before 4 o'clock, Baba reached and Baba sitting on the gaddi and start giving drishti to each and everyone like a lighthouse. In such a state Baba sitting and showering his powers to all around, each and every child was receiving it. And after some time, little, not much more time, Baba stands, and seeing Baba standing, all the children stand in the class. Then everyone standing, Baba is standing, and Baba start giving drishti to all the children. Every child was receiving light and might from Bap Dada. So Baba start giving drishti to all the children. After that, Baba move from the hall outside and stand aside. Then all the children coming out from the hall and going down by the staircases and stand there. And Baba stand up place in the last staircase and giving drishti to each and every child. As if Baba is on the platform and children are standing on the floor and everyone is getting drishti from Baba. After some time, little time, every time Baba is giving the little time, then Baba come down from the staircases and start moving towards to go outside from the Pandav Bhavan. So when Baba start, all the children starts to go outside and Baba was in front. and all the children were in behind. Then there is one place which is called minister's quarters. At that place there was one little platform was made. So Baba stand on that platform and all the children stands in front of Baba and Baba start giving drishti to each and everyone. Everyone was as if stand still. There is so much silence. Otherwise when so many people start walking, their voices start coming, but in such a way everyone was moving that there was no voice. Very silence was there. And Baba and giving drishti. After that Baba come down from that platform and start moving towards the home. Very slowly and slowly, everyone in Baba's remembrance going towards Baba's home. Baba front, all the children following Baba. And exact children reached in this place 4:45. 4 o'clock this exercise starts. And 4:45 exactly everyone reached at home. Then Baba moved to his room where he was living and all the children start moving towards their own rooms. In such a way, Baba giving us the practice that while sitting, while standing, while moving, children remain in Baba's remembrance. So such a practice which Baba himself gave his children and children were following Baba. As Baba sits, all the children are sitting. As Baba stands, all the children stand. As Baba starts giving drishti, everyone receiving drishti. As Baba moving outside from the hall, children start moving outside the hall. As Baba stand on the platform, last staircase, giving drishti, all the children giving drishti. In such a way, how 45 minutes passed, we couldn't understand it. As if just now he came and time has passed. In such a way, Baba giving us the practice, not only do this practice by sitting, but by moving, by sitting, by standing, in each and every posture, you children should remember Baba. In such a way, in the beginning, Baba this practice and himself he teaching us that how you should remain in Baba's remembrance. And after that we children start sitting in Baba's remembrance and about 45 minutes and then after 45 minutes white light was there and everyone stand and disperse towards their own places. In such a way, Baba gave us this training. And second training, which you all know, that Baba always telling us, children, whatever power you receive from Baba, not only this power is for you, you are the Brahmin children. Brahmin's life is for the sake of world souls. So get power from Baba and shower this power to all around the world. And then Baba uses the word Sakash. is the sakash which Baba giving you, and your duty is to give this sakash to all around the souls of the world. And once Baba told, some children are listening it, but they are not daily giving sakash to the souls of the world. So Baba, I think 3-4 years before, Avyaktavani, Baba told it, few years before, that children, you should fix up the time. At what time you want to shower these powers, or this sakash, to all around the souls of the world. You should fix up the time. Daily you children should do it. It means it is very important and urgent subject which Baba emphasizes, that you have to fix up the time to give this sakash to all the souls of the world. And once I was sometime narrating my experience, and today I will narrate my experience again, that I, in 4 o'clock in the morning, I think today, before going to class, because this is at that time when 4 o'clock yoga was not starts. At that time 6:30 class starts. So I think before going to class, I will go to Baba and I will say good morning to him. After that, I will go in the class. So 4 o'clock, I make myself fresh and enter into Baba's room. Baba was sitting on his bed and lying his legs like that and sitting like this. It seems to me, because there was very medium, I can say that 0 watt light, red light, but very less light was there. But I can see Baba, Baba can see me very clearly. So I enter in the room and I see Baba sitting in such a way that it seems to be that bodily Baba is sitting in his room, but mentally as if Baba is not there in the room. Such a silence was there in Baba's room. So I can't dare to go in front of Baba to say good morning. I don't like it, because it is such a silence atmosphere that I don't dare to go to say Baba good morning. And I even can't move from the place further to say hello or good morning to Baba. I stand there, because when someone entered Baba's room, there was one like that, it is called the Dariish, one place where I come down, and it is the Baba's room. And I stand there and sing towards Baba. But my mind was in this thought that I will go outside or I will go in front of Baba. Then again thought come in my mind, if I go outside, even then it will disturb to Baba. And if I will go near to Baba, it is also as if disturbing to Baba. So I was my mind was fluctuate, thinking of all these thoughts. I was not coming out, I was not coming near, and standing there. After a few seconds I can say that Baba, seeing towards me, only by the neck, he indicating me that come near to me. So as soon as Baba did like this, I very smoothly and slowly and slowly moving towards Baba. Baba at that time take my one finger in his hand as if he shake hand with me. It was only one finger. He did like this, giving me drishti, asking me, "Child, could you sleep at night?" I gave the answer, "Baba, very nicely I slept." Baba told, "Child, you should not sleep." I couldn't understand why Baba is asking from me, "Child, are you sleeping at night nicely?" Because my thoughts was not concentrated. At that time I was in wavering thoughts when I was standing. So I could not understand why Baba is asking me, "Child, could you walk, could you sleep at night nicely?" And I told, "Very nicely." Baba told, "You children should not sleep." Then I start seeing towards Baba, what Baba want to mention. Then Baba told, "Child, this Baba sometime could not sleep. And so many voices of sorrowful and suffering souls are reaching to Baba, and Baba could not sleep. Many souls are in such a wretched condition that they are suffering from one or the other kind of sorrow. Children, if you have sympathy, love, and brotherly instinct in your heart for each and every one, then you children can listen the voice of those who are suffering in sorrowful situations. No, you are not listening. And I thought Baba asking me, because at that time there was mountain and mountain, not so big home was Pandavan, and all around there were mountain and greenery was there, so many mosquitoes at night were there. So I thought that Baba is asking me that maybe due to mosquito I can sleep or not. So I gave the answer, "Baba, I slept so nicely." But Baba doesn't mean to ask me about the mosquito, but Baba want to ask me that in this world so many souls are suffering. They have so many kind of variety pains in their heart. So many kind of diseases and so many problems they are passing on. And children, only you who can get power from Baba and give power to them. And you children are sleeping and not giving that power. Then Baba told me, "Child, in the morning, if you sit on the world globe, connect your mind and intellect with Baba, get light and might from the Father, and shower that light and might all around the world where you are sitting. In such a way, you children should serve the source of the world. in such a way Baba was teaching us. And I have seen that Medhi Brahma Baba was living in one room, but he is bodily form in one room, but by the thoughts he has the mercy and love and sympathy for all the souls of the world. As if sitting in one place, helping each and every soul and teaching us children, you should do also the same as Baba is doing. So many people are so much in sorrowful stage. Your children should have love for them, mercy for them. You feel they are your own brothers. Then only you can get the power and give the power. It is only you Brahmin children can do this task. Because you Brahmin understand how to connect yourself with the Supreme and how to get power from Him and how to shower this power all around. No souls, other soul in the world knows how to connect and with whom to connect and what kind of power they will get. It is you children who know. It is your duty to get power and give power to all the souls. So once Baba, so I am reciting the beginning story. Okay, it is okay, I will tell you something else. It's okay? Okay? Say okay or no? And okay. Because I am not speaking English much more, so slowly and slowly I try to speak. Okay. You all understand English. I think so much more of you speaking English, and maybe very few couldn't understand English, but translation must be there. So once Baba asked me, child, what is your name? This name Chakradhari was given by Baba to me. And when Baba asked me, child, what is your name? So I smiled and couldn't give any answer. Then Baba again asked, what is your name? Then I immediately gave the answer, Baba Chakradhari. Then Baba asked me, do you know how many chakra, how many cycles are there? Do you understand? I say one chakra, yes, I told, yes, Baba, I know. Baba saying, tell me, how many chakras are there? I say one chakra are the ages, golden, silver, copper, iron and diamond. Baba told, what else? I told one is Brahman, Devta, Kshatri, Vaishudra, like that. Then Baba told, what else? I told golden age, silver age, copper age, iron age, diamond. Like that, 3-4 I mentioned. And after that Baba told, what else? I told Baba, my cycle is finished. Because how much I know, I mention it. No, I don't know anything more. Then Baba gave me one answer. Baba told, child, there is the one cycle. If you understand that cycle, you can become the world emperor. I was very curious to know what is that cycle. If I understand it, I can become the world emperor. Then Baba asked me, have you seen the lighthouse? I gave the answer, yes, Baba. Baba told, lighthouse situated in one place and giving light all around. That ship who want to get the destination, following the light, they get the destination and reach there. Similarly, if you wake up at 2:30 in the morning and sit on the world globe, get power from the power, and like a lighthouse, give that power all around. Those souls who are in search of power, they will follow this light and might. One day, they will reach to Baba. This service you have to do, but time Baba allotted me at 2:30. So I was quite new in knowledge. It was Bap Dada who gave me speak like this to me. And I was thinking that it is very difficult for me to become world emperor, it is nice. But to wake up 2 or 2:30, it is difficult for me. Because in the center about 11 o'clock or more than 11, we slept. And in the morning 4 o'clock again, one has to awaken and give the get Baba's connection and sit in Baba's remembrance. Then when I will sleep? There is no time of sleeping. So I was thinking Baba has mentioned very beautiful thing to me, but I can't fully follow it. But I was repeating this point again and again. Sometime I wake up, but again I sleep. So I think I have not fully followed Baba's direction. So once I was standing in Baba's room in Pandavan. Again I was thinking, Baba, you have given me such a beautiful direction that I can become world emperor. But I am not awakening to at 2:30. It has become very difficult to me. Suddenly, one thought came to me as if it was the solution of my question, which was from a long time running in my mind. What answer it was? Very beautifully, as if because that which I mentioned you before, you know I mentioned it, that what answer Baba has given me. Maybe I was small or I have listened somewhere one story. And suddenly as if Baba has mentioned that story in such a way that comes full story like that, comes and goes. And it was the answer of my question. When I come out from Baba's room, I think it is the answer which Baba has given me. What answer was that I have heard this story, but suddenly it comes up in my mind in Baba's room as a that when I was small, when I don't remember it, I listened one story that Jawaharlal Nehru, who was the Prime Minister of India, his father was Motilal Nehru, and he was a very famous lawyer. He usually take up those cases which cases are as if not solved by any lawyer. It is very difficult. So someone suggesting, one person who was announced by the lower court that you will be sentenced to death. So his family member was very worried of that. And someone suggesting them, you go to Motilal Nehru. He is such a person that if he has to win the case, then he will take the case in his hand. Otherwise, he will reject it. So try to go to this person. So family member went to the lawyer and recited all the story of that case. Listening full story, Motilal Nehru agreed to take the case in his own hand. And he start, I will win this case. Family member was very happy. This was the story, but in a second, all the story flashed in my mind. I will tell you what is the answer which I get it. And when the case was in the hand of this lawyer, he defeated the case in the lower court, then the higher, then in the Supreme Court. All three courts he defeated by this case. Family members were saying, you told that you will win. You are getting so much money from us, but you didn't win. What is this? You are making fun of all of us. He at the end also saying, I will win. When the day of his sentence was fixed, this time, this day was fixed by the Supreme Court, was given the death sentence to that person. Then all the family members were weeping, but this lawyer was saying, I will win. How you win? No person is going to die. And when this person was sent to death, in India, I don't think anywhere what else is going on. There was a rope in the neck, and one person is hanging it, and the person is going up and died, like that. So it was said that hang him. Judge has written this, hang him. So when he was hanged, immediately lawyer get that it is called, in the law it was called that stay cases. He get the stay and the person was moved from that sentence. He told, judge has written, hang him. You have hanged him. That's all. Person has not died. Only you hang and he get the stay order. And he was alive and win the case. After that, in Indian constitution, this amendment was done that hang till death. Unless the person is not died, till that time, person should be hanged. This law was amended afterwards. But at then it was said, hang him. Hang, and he gets the stay order, and person was win the case. So I was thinking, Motilal Nehru has won the case. Why not I will win the case? Baba has told me 2 or 2:30, you wake up. So I get 2 watches, and both watches having alarm, 1 2 o'clock, other 4 o'clock. 2 o'clock alarm going on. At once I wake up, sit on the world globe, get power, give power and sleep, so that my sleep will not awaken. I will do the task, what task Baba has given me. It is not that I have not followed it, but Baba has not told me, you awake 2 o'clock or 2:30 and remain awakening. Baba has not told like that. Baba only has told me 2 or 2:30 away. So I awaken. So in such a way, if that lawyer can win the case, why not I can win the case? So from that time, I always get 2 watches. 1 watch, 2 o'clock, I wake up. Within a second, get power, give power and sleep. And then 4 o'clock, I wake up. In such a way, the person wants that whatever directions Baba is giving us, we have to follow the directions. It is God Himself has told, and how it can be possible that we can't follow it? And I was having this thought in my mind, and Baba Himself helped me by reciting this story. Which story? It is not Baba reciting full story to me in Baba's room. All touches my mind by the story which at any time I have listened. And it gave me the answer. And from that time, I was very happy that I am Baba's child. Whatever Baba has told, maybe I am not going to become world sovereign because I follow it after a long time. Immediately, I didn't follow it. So much time passed, and due to the time that 2 o'clock is not easy, 2:30 is not easy. Now sometime I'm thinking, Amma and Baba, they also have to do so much work, Yagya. You can imagine 400 children were sustained by Baba. Some can fell sick, someone nature can different from other one, someone having some other problem. Baba listening, Amma listening, so many problems. There were problems at the yagya. But Baba and Mama, 2 or 2:30 wake up daily and get power and shower this power all around. We are the children of such a Mama and Baba. We should also have to follow how our Baba and Mama has done, so we should do it. But it is not that my sleep is not completed. Baba is saying, hold the day. Baba, Mama pay full attention to remain in soul conscious stage. Soul conscious stage is such a stage that you can remain very light. Whatever burden may be there in your life, but you cannot tolerate that burden as if burden has come and gone, but you are remain away, aloof from all that. So Baba and Mama maintain their stage such. So first of all, we have to try to maintain our stage in a such a child I have to become. That soul conscious stage should remain, and that consciousness make me light and get the might from Baba easily. And really, Baba and Ma were all following Baba. Their always connection remained with Baba. We will see that our connection with so many people are there. Baba and Mama also having so many connections with the children, are also with the officials also, but they never forget or never break the connection with Baba. So try to have communion and connection with the Father continuously, then we need the time of sleep very less. And then we can spend our more time in Baba's remembrance, then take a rest. Because Baba, as a few days before in Murli told, that some children getting the message from Baba, But it is not that Baba is giving the message. It is the role in the drama that some children having, that sakshatkar that Baba is giving them, that how Almighty Baba is helping the children. I will tell you one story, that how Baba teaches us how to do the service. Because I stay with Bab Dada in Bombay about 1 month, and Baba call us 3 Kumaris, come here, I want to show you what is Bombay. And really Baba show us each and every part of Bombay, and also sending us to those children who were once in Baba's knowledge, but after some time they could not face the opposition of Maya. They left the hand of Baba and went away. So Baba used to send us to those souls, give them the message of Baba. Maybe you are so small children, because I was not so younger, I think 16, 17 years of age. And Baba told me, with 3 Kumaris, that children, you will go. And whatever the message Baba want to shower to these souls who could not face Maya and left the hand of Baba, go to them and give Baba's message. And Baba was giving us the message. Whatever the message Baba gave us, we were same message repeating to them. In such a way, we are awakening those souls who once awakened and after some time slept. So when in the morning time, Baba used to go in the park in Bombay. There are 2 parks. One is called Hanging Park, other is called Nehru Garden. Hanging Garden, one, other is Nehru Garden. So in the morning time, Baba used to go in the park. And we 3 Kumaris always follow Baba. Brother Ramesh and one brother Kaku Bhai, these 2 brothers are having the car. 2 cars were going with Baba and few children going with Baba in the park. Once we were standing with Baba and Baba was reciting some points of knowledge before the children. And suddenly I saw one person who was standing like first window, so far. And he was holding one mug, one like that vessel in his hand. And in that vessel there was the water. He was giving the water to the sun, because he was worshipper of sun. So this way he was giving water to the sun. So I told Baba, because Baba used to send us to so many souls to give Baba's message. So I asked Baba, the sun of knowledge is standing here, and this fellow worshipping this sun, I will go to give him the message. And Baba gave me the answer, no child, leave him. So when Baba told no and leave him, so I left. But second day again, my eyes going there. He was again giving water to the sun. But I couldn't speak anything. Third day, what I saw, that person, which vessel was holding his hand, he put the vessel aside, a very fast speed, came toward Baba, and fell down on the feet of Baba. Baba, by his shoulders, take him up, and embrace him. And he seems to be, because Baba listened his voice that this person was weeping. So Baba take his mouth like that and remove his handkerchief and wash his eyes. And after that, when Baba did like this, he seeing towards Baba, he ran away. That's all. Our time was over. We also come out from the garden. That person also went to that place where he was standing. Then Baba sent one brother, go and ask this child why he fell on the feet of Baba and why he shed tears. When brother went to ask him, he told that from long a time I was worshipper of Vishnu, God Vishnu. Because people feel that this sun is incarnate the form of Vishnu. I am worshipper of Vishnu and I saw Vishnu is standing. So I ran from my place and bowed down on the feet of them. And with the greater love and happiness, my tears start coming from my eyes. But as soon as Baba did like this, his face like seeing Baba, then he saw, he is not my Vishnu, he is some ordinary person. He ran away. Brother told that to whom you have seen your God Vishnu, he is in such and such place living and reciting the knowledge. And that person, what answer he gave? He told, I don't want knowledge. I want to have the VN of my God that I have received. Thanks. So went away. What it means? Because unless person doesn't know the medium through whom Baba is giving the knowledge or giving the vision, unless one is not understanding this body, who he is, they couldn't understand knowledge fully. If one has to understand the knowledge, then first has to understand who this body is. Therefore, Baba always saying, children, to understand Shiv Baba is easy. But to understand the corporeal medium Brahma Baba, it is not easy. But unless you should not understand both, you cannot get the inheritance of the Vaikuntha of the new world.
युग में तुम करो ना।
Om Shanti, because time was given to me from 11 to 12. It is 12. But okay, if you want to ask any question, one, two question you can ask. Do you want to ask any question so that I will give you the answer? Otherwise, what will be your next program, that I don't know. That sister is here, she will mention it. Is there any question? If not, then it means you are very satisfied souls. And Baba is saying those who are satisfied, they always remain happy. So, you are happy souls. Okay, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Let's give Didi a hand. Thank you so much for your time, Sister Chakradhari. I was really touched by hearing what Baba doing, how Amrit Vela came to be. I hadn't heard that story. Anybody here heard that story before? Yeah, some of you have. And it inspired me. It gave me a deeper understanding of what I can get at Amrit Vela, so. And just even, and then hearing all the other things, because we weren't there, and it's only through your eyes and the eyes of the other seniors that we get to bring these stories alive. So thank you so much. Om Shanti.